enough for compliance to standards. Community Developmental Director Libby Tyler says Urbana has added enough staff to reach its goal of inspecting rental housing at least once every 5 years. She says the City Council should keep the program going basically as is.
We do just have one very small alteration to allow for a fee exemption for some of our apartment units that serve the disabled in the community and are funded by the state. Those are not currently fee exempt, and we're recommending that those become fee exempt, just like our HUD subsidized properties.
Landlords have to pay fees to register their properties with the City of Urbana. Tyler says a survey of landlords finds about half of them approve of mandatory registration. Champaign County State's Attorney says she's waiting for investigators to do their work before deciding on charges against a man after his girlfriend died over the weekend. April Romming died early Saturday morning. Police believe she was injured after she fell out of a truck. They say 25-year-old Charles LaRoe drove her to her parents' home in Urbana. He was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, but LaRoe has been released from jail. State's Attorney Julia Reed says LaRoe will not face formal charges until at least after the investigation is over. It's been nearly 20 years since the Americans with Disabilities Act was enacted, but advocates say unemployment rates of disabled persons are still dismal. Amanda Vinicky reports.
According to the statewide Independent Living Council of Illinois, only 30% of disabled people who want to work have a job.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jason Lloyd.
One of those is 26-year-old Jason Lloyd of Auburn, who has a form of cerebral palsy that leaves his right side partially paralyzed.
Each person that has a disability did not decide to have a disability. We did not just wake up one morning, say, hey, let's make things more difficult for ourselves.
Lloyd now works for the Illinois Department of Transportation, but he says it was difficult to find work in a society built for the able-bodied. Lloyd says temp agencies refused to test him, stores wouldn't hire him. He even had to lobby teachers to allow him to take driver's education classes. Advocates say Illinois needs to do more to educate employers, including state agencies, about hiring people with disabilities. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The National Science Foundation will give the University of Illinois $2 million to study transportation and other infrastructure needed to support the new Midwestern biofuels industry. The university says its research will focus on the degree to which the existing agricultural infrastructure can accommodate the biofuels industry, what more is needed, and how to build it. Research also will look at the effect the biofuels industry has on land and water use and the climate. Illinois is already a leading biofuels research institution. It was chosen in 2007 to be part of the $500 million Energy Biosciences Institute, which is being paid for by the oil company BP. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery at 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign, offering guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs of all sizes made of pure wool or silk pile, designed to add beauty to any decor, whether homes or offices.
And now here's Mike Zola with a look at weather.
Thanks, Jim. It's down to 42 degrees on Friends Plaza. We still have a brisk northwest wind sustained at 18 miles per hour. No gusts reported at Willard Airport in the last half hour, but in the area we've had gusts as high as 26 miles per hour at the Springfield Airport, and you can be assured that the wind gusts are making it feel a little bit colder, although the wind chill factor is not calculated officially until the air temperature drops to 35 degrees. Now, the air temperature will be dropping below 35. In fact, we have a freeze warning in effect for the entire broadcast area, the severe weather coverage area for WILL. That does include Champaign County, where the freeze warning goes into effect 1 o'clock tonight, tomorrow morning, and stays in effect until 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Cloudy and cold, a chance for a sprinkle or flurry or two this evening. Slowly clearing overnight, the low 27, becoming mostly sunny tomorrow. The high temperature only 48 degrees, the wind out of the northwest to westerly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A clear sky tomorrow night, even colder, low down to 25, then sunshine and a high of 58 on Wednesday. Wednesday night clear, but not as cold, the low around 40 degrees, mostly sunny, windy, and milder on Thursday, The high temperature up to 67 degrees, which well above average. The average high temperature is now at 61, the average low at 41. Across Illinois and Indiana, again, a freeze warning for most of Illinois in through central and southern Indiana tonight into tomorrow morning. Freeze watch for portions of far southeastern Illinois and southern Indiana late tonight into Tuesday morning, and in southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana late tomorrow night into Wednesday morning. Get a chance for scattered flurries across northwestern, central, and east central Indiana, and lows between 22 and 32. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The presidential candidates are kicking off what could be the most exhausting and exhilarating week of their lives. They are crisscrossing the swing states, Ohio and Pennsylvania, south to Virginia and Florida, west to Colorado and Nevada. And they are likely to touch down in a state with an uncanny knack for picking the winner in the presidential race. That's where our co-host Melissa Block is this week, talking to voters in Missouri.